It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. Today's book is a futuristic novel with plot twists you won't see coming. It's written by local author Daryl Gregory.
Taking place in Canada during the distant future, After Party is action-packed, humorous, and bitterly wry. The book's main character, Dr. Lita Rose, was once a doctor who helped create a drug to cure schizophrenia. Now, she is a schizophrenic patient herself with godly hallucinations locked away in a psychiatric hospital. The book begins when fellow patient Francine kills herself. Francine, a 17-year-old girl, was put into a psych ward after being betrayed by her church. Lita needs to discover what drug Francine was on when she died. She needs to know whether the drug was tampered with and if it's about to be unleashed on society. Why? Because it may be the drug she helped to create. When Lita is released from the psych ward, she leaves behind Ollie, the only person she actually likes there. She goes on a mission to find the drug that helped kill Francine, aided by several interesting characters. There's Dr. Gloria, a hallucination-created angel who protects Lita from harm, Roval, a spineless colleague from her past, Bobby, an acquaintance with a car, and a theory that his consciousness is living inside a plastic treasure chest. Though drugs are commonplace, they are mainly misused as either a stimulant, party trick, or thought suppressant. Some of these drugs, especially the one called Numinous, alter your mind more than others. For some people like Lita, Bobby, and Lita's former colleague Ito, their reactions to the Numinous drug have caused them to see God as a unique hallucination. This hallucination speaks to them and guides them from harm. Because of this, Bobby mentally lives in a treasure chest, and it's also why Lita is accompanied almost constantly by the imaginary Dr. Gloria. As Lita continues on her journey to finding out why a church is reproducing and distributing mass quantities of the drug Numinous, her own mental sanity is questioned and thrown into doubt. When secrets begin to emerge, Lita must stop the distribution of Numinous. Along the way, she finds the truth behind old rivalries and betrayals, all while trying to stay ahead of her addictions. While the novel is mostly told from Lita's perspective, it sometimes leaps into another character's consciousness to introduce new characters and subplots. Overall, it was thrilling and unexpected. The book has plot twists you won't see coming unless you're on Numinous yourself, and I'd recommend this book if you want to stretch your imagination and experience a thriller.
That book is After Party by Daryl Gregory. It's published by Tor Books. Gregory is a resident of State College. Our reviewer, Gabby Barone, will be a senior at State College High in the fall. She's also a writer who's been published in digital magazines. To find out how you can become a reviewer, visit us at wpsu.org/bookmark. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.